It is September 23rd, 2011. Bob Sprankle here. It's Friday, and that means it's TED Academy Day here at Wells Elementary School, where I invite students in. TED Academy started with 5 students, and today I think we had about 45 students in the lab, crowded and packed to the gills. We watched... What did we watch today? Let me bring it up. We saw Julian Treasure, Shh Sound in Sound Health in 8 Steps. Yep, it's actually called Shh Sound Health in 8 Steps. And the students really identified with the whole loss of hearing part, which was great. Really good for them. So a group of 45, we barely fit in here. So I just talked to my colleague, the librarian, and she's helping out. She's going to let us use the library, which is great. But really the problem is the conversation is starting to get to suffer because of such a large group. So I think we're going to just keep it on the same day that we have. I was thinking if I could do another day and split the group. But I think once we get into the library, they'll watch the video and they will just split up into 2 or 3 mini groups, since this is all student-led conversations anyway, then I'll just walk around and I'll listen in. And the only times I jump in is when I hear misinformation, or sometimes if one student is dominating, then I'll try to get some of those quiet students in. But these conversations are absolutely amazing. Thing we point out each time, every time we start it, is TED is not all kid friendly. Mom and dad need to go check out those videos. And so, you know, it takes me a long time to find the right videos, and I have various lists that I work with. If you, if anybody is listening out there and you want to see what we watch for TED Academy at the elementary level, 3rd and 4th grade, just go to weskids.com, that's weskids.com/TED Academy, and TED has to be capitalized. Capital T, capital E, capital D, Academy. And that'll take you to a blog where I embed each of the videos that we watch in it. So really awesome to see students still want to engage and challenge their thinking during lunch and recess. Some of them are coming in at recess, so that's great. And today's a rainy day, so that might have been why we had a lot of people too, but we'll see what happens next week.